Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hello, Watch What Happens Live fans. I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
We're the hosts of The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
So every Thursday, we talk about the biggest episodes of the week, our favorite Bravo Lebs, what they're up to, and it's a ton of fun.
And we also have exclusive interviews with your favorite Bravo Lebs. We're here presenting this special episode of Watch What Happens Live because it is particularly near and dear to Eric's heart.
Now, I don't use this word lightly, but I am a Christina Aguilera stan. So I'm super excited to be introducing this. I know she's going to be on this episode probably talking about her new Vegas residency. Now, Christina had a really big year last year. She did her first tour in 10 years. She released her first album in 6. She performed at New Year's Rockin' Eve. I mean, she is on top of the world right now, and she's sitting down with Andy Cohen for the very first time.
So after you enjoy this special episode, make sure you find The Daily Dish everywhere you listen to podcasts. And you can find a link in the description below.
Thanks so much to our friends at Watch What Happens, and can't wait to see this interview.
She slays those musical bars, and tonight we're getting dirty with two R's. It's the X-Tina Experience with Christina Aguilera on Watch What Happens Live now. Yeah. Cohen in our West Coast Bravo Clubhouse with a woman who's so gifted, I just want to wrap her up and stick a bow on her. My guest tonight is one of the world's best-selling musicians with years of number one singles and a shelf full of Grammys. She started as a pop princess and to this day remains music royalty. For the first time in the clubhouse, please welcome Christina Aguilera. Hi there. So excited you're here.
Me too.
This has been a long time coming.
Such a long time coming. This is like surreal.
Is it?
Very surreal. Yes.
For me too.
I'm like, oh.
For me too. And our bar may be empty now, but coming up, it will be occupied by Queentestants in Watch What Happens Live's first annual Christina Dragulera pageant.
Yes.
We have some great drag queens coming up. I want to get started. Christina, we were all obsessed that you Instagram that you have a Real Housewives of New York twister board. How did you get that twister? Who made that for you?
My sister made that for me for my birthday.
Wow.
Yes, you know, I've been a longtime fan.
I know, I love it.
You're
big New York and Beverly Hills, right?
I mean, I watch them all. Atlanta, Jersey, you know,
Excellent. And the big news is that you're starting a Las Vegas residency at Planet Hollywood in May. Congratulations. I'm so excited. By the way, I got to tell you something. That theater is amazing. I saw the Backstreet Boys at that theater.
Yes, I know. On the same night I gave you tickets to my concert, Liberation. Plead the fifth now.
Oh, you know what? I know exactly what happened. That no, you know what? That oh my God, that is actually you're right. I blame Anderson Cooper for that. Actually,
oh, okay.
I know I do. It's a long story, but I blame Anderson. Anyway, I'm very excited about your Vegas gig. I'm very excited about your Vegas gig.
I am too. I can't wait till you see that show.
And is that going to be different from the Liberation show?
Absolutely.
Yes.
You know, I hadn't, for my tour, been on the road or I was so scared of doing it. You know, what is it like with this dynamic with my children and how do you take them on the road with you? And
yeah.
Figure that out and the schedule, you know, you pick up, you leave, you break. And now I'm like, oh, I understand kind of why people do this, you know, this Vegas residence. It's kind of like you don't have to pick it up. And
by the way, I got to ask you because it was a major question that we got. We got this everywhere.
Yeah.
People are pissed because Your Body was the first single off of Lotus, but you never perform it live. And so are you going to perform it live at in Vegas in this residency?
We'll see.
Okay.
I would love to get that. Actually, that's great that you gave me that feedback. I'm taking it all in right now because it's still like I'm culminating all these ideas. And
just so you know, no joke, We got that question multiple upon multiple times, so you should know. People want to hear that.
Yes, Andy. Yes. Thank you.
FYI. All right. Christina came for your questions, but before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. Christina's 1999 single, Genie in a Bottle, was a chart-topping, star-making platinum hit. So here's what. Since I have her locked up tight in the clubhouse, I want to ask her about her contemporaries of that time with Genie in a Bottle, Genie in a Bobble. Christina, I have some questions. You pick your answers from the bobbing heads you see at the bottom of the screen. Jessica Simpson, Pink, Britney Spears, and Mandy Moore. Throw those bobbing heads. Heads up. Okay, Christina, of that group, who do you think has the best vocals?
We're not at Plead the Fifth. This isn't Plead the Fifth.
No, this is fun. No, this is fun. No, these are like favorites.
This isn't fair.
This isn't shady. This is not shady.
You know I can spill, but Jesus, we're starting off hard already. What's that going to be like? I think the audience Pink's phenomenal.
She's got great pipes.
And she can flip in the air while doing it.
Yes.
I mean, that's pretty phenomenal.
Who do you still keep in touch with of that group today?
I think we're all like moms now. You know, we got things going on. But the one I've most recently actually spoke to was Pink. We have a song. I think she said that for a second on the show. It's in the vault.
Good. Well, I want you to take it out of the vault. Of this group, whose songs have the most of on your playlist?
I don't listen to a whole lot of pop music. It's ironic.
Is that right?
Really? Yeah, I don't even listen. You know, I don't listen to myself, or I don't know.
Any of these women release a song that you wish had been yours?
You know what I did? I loved. Britney has a song called "Breathe" that I always thought was so sexy.
Yeah.
I would jam out to that one too.
That's great. Yeah. If you could only sing one of these ladies' songs for a night of karaoke, who would you pick?
I think whoever would lose themselves the most, would like kick it back and just
let it go.
All right. I would say Pink maybe then, yeah?
Yeah. Thank you very much, Christina. Finally, with a range and dexterity that's second to none, Christina's vocals are so audibly orgasmic that one listen in your ear holes might get pregnant. You heard me. But here's what. Does Christina know her vocals from other pleasurable noises? Let's find out with Christina Shagulera. We're going to listen to quick sound bites of you, and you're going to guess if it's of Xtina or something X-rated, okay? This is either you or porn.
This is so up my alley. I need to put this in my show.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Okay,
audience?
Listen up. Is it you?
That's me.
That is you singing Walk Away on David Letterman. Okay. Listen up.
That's me.
That is Backdoor to the Future. Okay. Listen up.
If the shoe fits.
Okay, listen.
Let's do it again. That's me.
That is you singing Something's Gotta Hold on Me on Ellen in 2010. Okay, listen up. Is that you?
No.
That is Mulan Splooge. Okay, listen to this.
No, not me.
It is Mary Poppers. And by the way, remind me to grab Mary Poppers on my way out. Okay, let's do one more.
That's got an ad lib in it.
That's you. That's you singing Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
That's
very good. Thank you so much, Christina. Oh, my God. It's our first queen tested in our Christina Dragulera pageant. Gia Gunn as Lady Marmalade Christina. Wow. Look at this. Christina, she is serving and giving. Thank you, Gia Gunn. Very good. Thank you so much. Oh my God, who could that be? It's our next queen testant, Kinky Vixen as Dirty Christina. Hell yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Oh. Thank you so much. Vicky Bickson. All right. That's awesome.
Love it,
chat. I love it. Edward Buttons wants to know what your Housewives tagline would be, Christina.
Oh, okay. Let me. Okay. Is that camera?
Yeah, right there. Three. Yep.
I'm a genie in a bottle. You don't want to rub me the wrong way.
Oh, yes. Iconic. Iconic. Kamala C said, is there any truth to the rumors you and Beyonce were in talks to star in a film adaptation of Aida, and what happened there?
That's news to me.
Is it really?
Well, who was that?
I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, Kamala C heard that. Yeah, there you go. Let's go to the phones. Evan from New York City. Hey, Evan, what's your question?
Hi, Christina. Real quick, I want to thank you for being such a vocal ally to the LGBTQ community throughout your career. You've made people like me feel better about being our authentic selves.
Thank you, Christina. Of course. Thank you for your inspiration.
What was your reaction to Lady Gaga removing the R. Kelly version of Do What You Want from streaming services? And would you ever perform your version with Gaga now that you're both in Vegas?
That would actually be super fun. I mean, I love getting together with her. I loved sharing the stage with her last time. First of all, to address the R. Kelly thing, I was extremely moved by that whole show. It was very heavy for me. I actually went through a lot of
It touched you.
Absolutely did. And you know, when you're in this business, you're so exposed to so many predators and so many things and so many, you know, watching what had happened to Aaliyah and everything, you're exposed to so much at such an early age.
Right.
It's still an uphill battle. And I think she absolutely did the right thing. I love that she spoke and addressed it and showed her support. But in Vegas, flipping it back to your second question, sharing the stage with her for that performance of Do What You Want, it was almost like we were flipping it as one on the ear of everyone else. You can have this, you can have that, you can have, but you'll never have, you know, my integrity, my voice. I was like, wow, like it's actually very fitting that we engage together in this song, having been in the business together as two females. I would always share the stage with her. She's a blast because she does know how to let go and have fun, and sky's the limit. And I enjoy performers like that.
Well, one of my highlights of co-hosting CNN's New Year's Eve in Times Square was that I was like 30 feet away from watching Christina perform an incredible medley of her hits in the pouring rain. Here's some video that I took of your performance. I was so close, Christina. I was like waving at you and going nuts trying to get your attention. I mean, Anderson was like doing his own thing. I'm like, look, there's Christina. I was going crazy trying to get your attention. I was beyond impressed by you singing in the rain. And Christina,
I was surrendering.
Yes, you were.
I was all
more than that, but if you could survive that, then you can hopefully survive what's happening next. Christina Aguilera, the time has come for you to plead the fifth. Here we go. I have three questions. You may plead the fifth to only one, and your first question comes...
Oh, it's juicy. The music came on.
Your first question comes from a very special guest. Watch right there.
When your friends and former Mickey Mouse Club co-stars Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake infamously broke up, how many f**ks did you give?
Oh, you started off real simple on purpose. Where is this going? Zero, 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 what? I like it. I love you.
Christina.
I love you, girl, too.
You love her. Eminem has thrown many insults your way in his music, dating back to 2000 with The Real Slim Shady. He's since brought you up again. I was so surprised. In his 2018 freestyle kickoff, why do you think he has held on to this beef with you for so long?
That's a question for him to answer. I don't know. I don't know what's going on there. I don't.
Were you surprised last year when your name was on his lips again?
Yeah, I mean that's real thirsty. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. That's real in the past, and you know, it was thirsty then, it's thirsty now. And you know, it's not nice to go after anybody, especially a female, and in this business. And now what we're looking at and seeing, and things that are coming to the forefront, it's just, you know, get a new gig. You know, have something else to talk about.
I have a feeling that you know what the next question is, I think. In 2017, Pink was on Watch What Happens Live. She said that you two had made amends. You were all good. You had recorded a song together. She said back in the day that you had an altercation and that you swung on her. Is that how you remember? Do you, when you heard that, you must have heard that she said that. And is that, do you remember that night? Is that how it was? No. You remember it?
I heard about that story and I saw it like on the, I saw like clips of it, but yeah. I didn't actually, sorry, I didn't see the actual episode.
Okay.
But, you know, it's so funny because I've seen her behind the music and I know she had some, you know, feelings or whatever about how the recording of Lady Marmalade went down and all that, and I know the actual video, she intimidated me a lot because she was a little heckling me in the audience a little bit behind the director, and I was like, oh, what's going on?
Right.
But
gotta,
you know, that's
together.
What she did back then. But she's like, you know, she's a different person now. She's like a mom, she's cool. I seem to have a different memory of a night we had
At a club
where we played Spin the Bottle.
Okay.
I have a love memory. I don't know. We had a love memory.
She remembers you swinging on her.
Wait. Yeah. Look at her and look at me like, I wouldn't swing on her. She can beat my ass.
Right,
are you kidding me? She could really beat my ass.
You remember playing Spin the Bottle and like maybe like kissing her or something.
Yeah, how did you know that?
Well, I felt that's where the story was going. Is that where the story was going?
I was excited about a kiss. And like, I was like, oh, a kiss and, you know, like, all's good. Maybe no, you know, whatever. And then she put her hand up like this. I was like, oh, okay, that's what we're doing. All right. She don't want
to
get dirty.
To be clear, you didn't swing on her after the kiss that didn't happen.
No. That wasn't even, I don't even know. Right. I don't know.
All right, well, guess what? She didn't plead the fifth, everybody. Good job, ex-Tina. Wow.
You know,
that's awesome. Oh, my gosh.
To my own detriment.
Here comes our final queen contestant. It's Pheromone as Bionic, Christina. Wow. That's good. She's so Bionic.
Bionic, yes. Oh,
I'm not a character. I'm in rare form. And if you really knew me, you know it's not the norm.
Yes! Thank you, Pheromone, Kiki Vixen, and Gia Gunn. Nancy Elise 7 wants to know, did Kylie Jenner reach out to you about her spot on Halloween costume? What did you think of it?
Oh, my God.
The dirty
God,
costume.
I was in love. I mean, I love, and when Miley threw on Chaps for her tour at one point.
Yes.
I love it. They're such beautiful girls, and I love people owning their versions of it. I think that's part of what's so great about being an artist. And I was like, that year, I was like, you have to come to my birthday. But I was like, but you have to wear the Chaps. So.
Yes.
She did.
Any talks of you joining Maroon 5 for the Super Bowl to do a little Moves Like Jagger?
The fifth.
Okay. All right. Well, Christina, the time has come to crown the winner of Watch What Happens Live's first annual Christina Dragulera pageant. Come on out in front, gals. So there they are. Christina, you may now crown your winner. Who's it going to be? I know this was tough. We talked about it during the break.
You guys stepped it up.
You know the look.
You stepped it up.
I do know the looks so much. I always freaking just love this, and in honor of what we were just talking about, I gotta go with Dirty. I'm sorry.
Oh, good God. Very good. Here, hand these to her.
I know.
Very good.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations, Gia.
Thank you.
This is so exciting.
I just love you.
Will you do the honor?
Thank you.
And I want to thank Christina Aguilera. See her in Las Vegas at Planet Hollywood. Show Christina Aguilera's Vegas residency. Christina Aguilera, The Experience, premieres May 31st at the Zappos Theater at Planet Hollywood. Very excited about this. Behind the bar, it is Gia Gunn, Kinky Vixen, and Pheromone. I heard you brought some photos.
I did bring some photos because, you know, we go back and we've been talking about doing the show for a very long time.
Yes.
Back in the day, I had my publicist like set up, you know, and call you. And I was like, you know, I never do this. I'm really like sort of private and shy. But, you know, I was like, I want to know the tea. I want to dish. I want to hang out. And so we went to Soho.
Yes.
And do you remember these pictures?
We went to Soho. Oh, my God. I look wasted. There we are.
We were,
oh, my
boo.
God. That is so cute. Oh, my God. We had
That's
fun.
That's the only way to be.
And then we went to the Abbey. But you know the first time I met you for real? You know the first time I met you for real? You were, I was a producer at CBS This Morning.
Oh, no.
And
don't
you came on.
How old was I? Was I a baby?
You sang the song about reflections in the pool from Mulan.
Oh, my God.
It was a long time ago. Yes.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, she's going to be a huge, huge star.
You
did? You are.
Oh,
yes. And here we are.
I love that story.
I love your story.
You didn't even tell me that night. You were so wasted.
I know. All right, let's go back to the phones. We have Christy from Texas. Hey, Christy, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. First of all, Christina, I love you. And when my kids were little, I would sing I Turn to You all the time to help them go to sleep. So on that note.
Oh, thank you.
Can you tell us anything about the extra special album you have in the vault that you teased on Instagram? And is it your rumored Spanish album?
It's definitely getting back to my roots again. And, you know, it's been a long time coming for not only today, but yes, that the follow-up Spanish album has been on my to-do list forever. And now is the time for that. And also other, you know, things in the works because of the residency is very inspiring me, right? It's very inspiring to me right now. And I'm just, you know, it's a culmination of so many different layers of, you know, excitement. And
so the set list is not done yet for the residency. You're still
working on it. The set list is not done.
Oh, great.
No. Okay. No, this is a working in progress thing. So I'm hearing all the comments.
Yes, good. Let's go to Melanie from Texas. Hey, Melanie, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Hi, Christina.
Hi.
So happy to be able to talk to you both. Really excited. Christina, I'm a huge fan.
Thank you. kisses.
Aw, thank you. My question is, if there was a remake of Lady Marmalade today, what four artists would you want to see perform it?
It's so funny. You know, I almost feel like there was a great... there's great powerhouses on the cusp. I think Ariana definitely holds her own and is exploring things. I think she's great. What is that? Dun, dun, da, 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 da. That almost was like had a similar vibe to me of like of the big vocals.
Bang, bang.
Yeah, the bang, bang. Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. So that was really fun to listen to because it like had that, you rarely hear a lot of big voices come together, and that was a song that kind of had it. So on there, Jennifer Hudson is a killer singer. I don't know. I'd have to...
That's three. You, Jennifer Hudson, and Ariana.
Oh, I'm included?
I'm including you. Absolutely.
I thought I was the casting director.
Excuse me. Who's singing your parts? About you. Let's go to Alexa from New York. Oh, Nymel. Sorry. Names are wrong. Nymel, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Hi, Christina.
Hi.
I am calling to play a little game of Shag, Marry, Kill.
This game.
Yes, it's a classic.
Yes. And your three choices, Christina, is Ryan Gosling, JC Chazet, or Justin Timberlake.
Oh, it's your, it's a Mickey
it's so
Mouse
funny.
Club edition.
An edition, yeah, I like
it. I like
that.
It.
God, I don't know, man. Those are like old school brothers or something. It's like, incestual or something.
Right.
Weird.
Did you ever, you were pretty young in the Mickey Mouse Club. Was there flirting going on with those guys?
There was like 20-some cast members, give or take, of all different ages. So there was definitely like crushes and flirting and all kinds of stuff behind the scenes. It was cute. And then, it was just like puppy loves. And it was very interesting. What a cast. It was like incredible. Like, looking back,
it is amazing looking back. But we all have this picture, you know, when we think about it, and it's such folklore in pop culture that we all think that it was literally like you, Britney, Ryan Gosling, JT, like in a dressing room or something.
We were the youngest. We were the youngest, and we were the freshest of the newest cast members.
Yeah.
So we were like the babies.
You were.
So the older, and we would like look at them like the cool ones and like, how do we be cool? Like, we felt like we were like kind of, we were like the little nerdy babies. And we
were
like,
at that moment, did you ever think, I mean, could you have imagined a future where you all would have become such big stars?
Who knew?
Like, right.
Of course, you could feel the talent, you know? I mean, Ryan was always, you know, he would just ace those sketches. It was like, you know, we were kind of on like a young version of SNL, to be honest, you know, on a very, like, other scale. But there were sketches, there were dance numbers, there were all that we would put on. And it was just a fun, creative energy. I felt, because I was never really feeling like I felt it in school, that was like whenever I felt like school started. You know, yeah. It was like, oh, there's people like me out here. Like, I feel like I connect with these people. Like, it was like a good feeling. I remember we kind of cried whenever we heard it was canceled, and we're like, oh.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
But then we grew up and got record deals, and the rest is the rest.
Yeah, you're Christina. I mean, it worked out okay. Let's go to Heather from New Jersey. Hey, Heather, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Hi, Christina. My question is, since you recently said you had many opportunities to date celebrities but never really wanted to be with somebody in the business, can you maybe name the most famous person that you've ever turned down?
No, I can't. I plead the fifth on that one.
Because she didn't plead the fifth earlier, so she hasn't.
I didn't plead it for Andy, but you know, I wasn't used to these curveballs.
That's cool. You still have it. Okay, let's go to Anthony from New York. Hey, Anthony, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Hi, Christine. I'm such a huge fan. I got to go to Liberation Tour 5 times, and I cannot wait for Vegas.
Oh, yay! Me too.
You mentioned once on radio, Andy, that you had an unreleased single with Pink and another artist. Will you ever release the single? And can you give us a hint at who the other artist is?
I would rather that reveal itself in time, because it's, you know, surprises are always fun. But, I could give you a title, but it's not going to be here nor there if I told you, you know, a name is a name. But
people online thought it was Janelle Monáe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, she's a good one.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
All right. Natalie F. wants to know, what did Hillary and Bill Clinton say backstage at your Liberation show at Radio City? It seems so funny to me that they came to see the Liberation tour.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's kind of fitting. I mean,
yeah.
I think, yeah, it's very liberating, and it's very empowering. It's got a lot of positive messages in it that, you know, sort of align with everyone's, you know. Did
Bill and Hillary dig it?
Yes, they were. I saw them at a wedding afterwards, and you know, they're just, she's very kind. By the way,
I want to explain myself, because you did invite me to see Liberation in Vegas. Anderson and I were at Caesars the night before. Okay. So after I interviewed you on Radio Andy, I called Anderson. I go, we're going to see Christina the next night. I got us tickets. I'm getting us tickets. Da, 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 da. And then he's like, well, what will that be? And he starts giving me like the, he starts really asking a million questions about what this concert's going to be. I go,
oh, Anderson, it was good enough for the Clintons, yeah, but not good enough for Anderson.
Exactly. Oh. So I go, Anderson, it's a Christina Aguilera concert. Like, you know, we're going
to
be right. And he just
trying
gave,
to process
basically,
it. Well,
he gave me the impression that I would have a better time seeing you, like, with someone else at another time. So I go, you know what, Anderson?
We have
like,
to talk, Andy.
You know what? You and I will do something else that night. Okay. So then what happened is he wound up that day, he's like, I have to go back to New York for 60 minutes. I'm like, you're going back to New York. Now, I had forgotten about the Christina concert at that point. And then I'm with my Watch What Happens Live team, who had come to see us. And they were like, we're going to Backstreet Boys. And I'm like, oh, great, I'm coming with you. That's what happened. I just want you to know. In retrospect, I wish we all would have come to see Christina. I didn't envision this moment, but I just want to explain myself. So there you go.
I appreciate that.
So I blame Anderson Cooper. Let's go to Alexa from New York. Hey, Alexa, what's your question?
Hey, guys. Hey, Andy. Christina, you're such an icon, and it's such an honor to talk to you. I love you, love you, love you. Hi. So my question for you is that you've been engaged for a couple years now. So do you see yourself getting married in 2019? And if so, since you met on the set of Burlesque, do you see Cher officiating your wedding?
Yes. That's a great idea.
What's your name again, caller?
Alexa.
Alexa.
Yeah.
Oh, Alexa. That was a good...
Yeah.
I like your name anyway, so it works for you. That was a great call. Thank you for the... You're invited to the wedding. Oh.
Yeah.
No, that's an awesome... I don't know if she has the... Does she have it? Well, she better get on that.
Yeah, she could get certified. She could get certified.
Yes,
absolutely.
Thank you. That's amazing.
That's really
good idea.
Funny. You're by the way, your guy is a great guy.
Yeah,
he's a
yeah.
Really good
thank
guy.
You. Yeah, and our you, pictures together.
Yeah, and you met at Burlesque. That was
we did.
You met shooting Burlesque. That's so cool.
We did.
I can't get a read on whether The Voice was a positive experience for you or a negative because you've kind of commented to both. When you look back on it now, what?
Well, I can't knock it. It was an experience in my life.
Right.
And, you know, I think everything has a learning curve and, you know, something to be experienced. But, you know, I think I have to operate from a soul level. I'm a very honest and real person when it comes to certain things. And integrity is a huge, big deal for me. And, you know, I have to stand behind the products and the things that I do and that I put out. And I just, when I started the show and everything, I was... You know, they showed me like this is all real and everything from Europe or whatever. It was like I was like, okay, well, this is a whole concept that flips competition and all that on its ear. Because I grew up in competition shows.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think they're always fair, and I don't think it's always a just situation, and I don't think it's always fair to the talent. Most importantly, and I, you know, having to be there for your team and everything as a coach, I just really I felt for them, and I really you know, I took that job really on. You know,
yeah,
when
yeah.
I take anything on, I take it.
Are you not
on.
Happy with how it turned out?
No, I'm not. Well, well, that's a very complicated answer.
Yeah.
But but I just saw some ins and outs and inner workings that I was not happy with. And, you know, I just knew that, you know, my job is to really be on that stage and to really give my voice and my power within to things that I fully believe in and I fully support. And, you know, I supported such great talents on that show. I mean, I just really feel like, I don't know why they don't have someone that's really catapulted from it yet. I'll just send that off to the universe to figure out. But for me, I just know I needed to step away and figure and get back to what I know that I love to do and how I could best, you know, give to the world in my way,
yeah.
in the chair that I need.
Sounds like mixed bag.
I think that I did what I could with the position that I was given,
yeah.
And you know, I have to keep it real on a certain level, and you know, I'm just, you know, I'm not a passive girl that's gonna sit there and just, you know, be okay with certain things.
Let's go to Christina from upstate New York with a question for Christina.
Anyway.
Hey,
Christina.
Lydia.
Oh, Lydia. Sorry, let's go to Lydia from upstate New York. Hey, Lydia, what's your question?
Hi, Christina. First, I just want to say thank you so much for bringing joy to my life since I was 13.
My
question is, after working with him on Liberation, what do you think is the biggest misconception about Kanye?
Oh, you know, I am not, you know, him. I am not in his body. I am not, you know, in his focus group of people around him. So I cannot speak on that directly. All I know is that the time that I specifically had with him in person, I really enjoyed. You know, I just think that it's hard to be in our position and, you know, be judged on so many different levels. We're creative people. You know, I don't think that you can box anyone in a certain way. And when you try to do that, maybe hits the fan, and that's kind of what has happened to me. Like, you cannot box me. You cannot, you know, put duct tape on my mouth and things and that. And now we're drifting off subject, but back to Kanye. He's so great at what he does. And, you know, I mean, I'm not even going to go there, but I know that my experience with working with him was really lovely.
Good.
And, yeah, I think he was great.
By the way, were you in a bar in New Orleans where you tried to get up on stage to sing recently and they wouldn't let you sing?
Yes. I did get up, like, the owner and everything that night. I guess they switch owners and everything. Was like, cool. Like, we'd already done the thing. We were like cool with that bar. We're like, okay. It was like my one night out in New Orleans on tour. And I don't really get to like hang out or whatever, and I preserve and take care of myself. But then this night I was like, let's go out, it's New Orleans, blah blah blah. And I've been feeling like this one spot and where this guy was singing, and then I come out to sing, and I just, like, nobody was giving me a mic. I was like, well, can I have a mic? And I don't know, he seems to remember something to, like, he didn't, I had it, like, you know, when I go out, I'm like baseball cap, little key, blah blah blah. And you know, just having a good time. And because I just remember him being like, well, you know, don't hurt yourself. And I was like, oh.
You're not going to hurt yourself. Yeah.
And it was just a funny moment, but, like, I was just not getting a mic. I didn't really. It was like an off thing, but I'd be like, he can come on my stage and sing anytime, though.
We can nice.
Come to my Vegas show. Let's go. Let's do it.
Kev65 wants to know, would you ever be interested in a collaboration with Ariana Grande? I know Ariana Grande posted your New Year's performance on her Insta story.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah. She's working with a dear friend of mine, Taylor Parks, right now. And she's, like, I feel like she's finding, like, her own voice right now, which is really, really, like, her thing. You know what I mean? Like, it's... I'm really proud of her. I think she's doing great things. I actually had a little performance with her, too, on The Voice for a split second. And so we got to collaborate for a moment. And she was lovely, so.
By the way, Kim Cattrall gave you a thumbs up to play Samantha Jones in Sex and the City 3, Joyce said. Would you take on that role? Because you were so good on SNL when you did her.
That was so much fun. She's fun to play. That's really, super, super fun. I love to laugh. SNL was one of the best, like, most fun things. It's so enjoyable.
You were great.
Thank you.
You were really great. Not everyone can pull that off, but you were so great. Okay, Christina Nalgabuena. Well, we got this a lot. Everybody wants to know when you're going to collaborate with Britney. You two have got to come out with something. I mean,
call her, Andy.
I will.
Call her.
You would do it.
You went to see her show? You call her. You got connections. You got connections I don't have.
Oh,
okay.
My gosh. I went on stage and she had no idea who I was.
So no!
I
mean,
I'm very excited about the Vegas residency. I'm very excited that you came. Thank you. Was it as shady as you... Was it less shady than you thought it was going to be?
I don't know. I always get myself in trouble because, like, I don't plead the fifth, and I guess
you don't.
That could be that's always, like, you know, I'm just too honest for my own goddamn good.
Well, you're perfect. We love you, Christina Aguilera, and thank you all for coming. Go see Christina at Planet Hollywood Casino starting May 31st in Las Vegas. Thank you so much, Queens. We'll be seeing you on RuPaul's All Stars. You're killing it. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.